Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your word inspiring us afresh. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Thank you, Father God, that you sent him to represent the kingdom and walk in the kingdom and grow into maturity and then called out disciples and taught them in the kingdom and then sent them out. And thank you for the beauty that we see in disciples listening to you. When they came back, you said to them, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that we got a destiny. We got a relationship to abide in and stay in. And so we can bear much fruit because you've called us into this fellowship. We are part of this fellowship, the Church of the Firstborn. And thank you, Lord, that we can be encouraged on a daily basis in your spirit, in righteousness, peace, and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 10 and 11. When the apostles returned, they described for Jesus what they have done. Taking them with him, Jesus withdrew privately to a city called Bethsaida. And when the crowds figured it out, they followed him. He welcomed them, spoke to them about God's kingdom, and healed those who were sick.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and at the same time as this is happening, you know, the Bible tells us in Luke 16:16 that the kingdom of God has come and many are pressing into it. And at the same time, we see the Sadducees. They're sad because they don't believe in angels. They don't believe in resurrection life. And the Pharisees, they are just far, you see. They just believe it's out there. You know, one day Jesus is coming and this is not the Savior. So both the Sadducees and the far, you see, they missed the answer, the light. God's blessing come to earth to bring mankind into the wonderful fellowship of the saints. And that is the unity that we need when we in that kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. And we refreshed, that's when we can refresh others. So how can two walk together unless they agree? So it's so important that we fellowship with our God, our Father, our big brother and Savior, Shepherd, Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and then with disciples that see this, that enjoy this, that encourage us, and then we can reach out to the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the elder brother, like the example we've got with the prodigal son coming in, yeah. And then when he came in, there was an elder brother, and this elder brother didn't know the goodness that was available. He was just caught up in the doctrines and, yeah. But his bottom line in that, he was missing out on the goodness of a God that was there for him. And so we need to be a light. We need to have unity in the spirit, and we need to encourage. The kingdom is a reality, and the kingdom needs to be pressed in, that we each got a part in this kingdom, in this mission to preach this kingdom to the end of this earth by being a testimony, by being a witness, and knowing that this is going to deal with all darkness on this earth, and the kingdom of God will come like the waters cover the sea. So be blessed, arise and shine, look to your Lord, stay refreshed, stay strengthened, so that you can be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.